Comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And we're back. Podcast number 47.
47.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Right. Spent the last couple of weeks
talking about ourselves and our 10-year anniversary.
Patting ourselves on the back a little bit.
That was fun. It was very good to reminisce.
Yeah, breaking away from our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah.
So we're back in action with the old standard format. And, the voicemails
have piled up.
Yeah. So we're going to spend this episode just addressing them one by one.
Sure.
And without further ado, we're going to kick off the first one right now.
Hey, guys, just got done listening to episode 44 and 45, and thanks for mentioning the third gen. I've owned my third gen for about a year now. I went searching for a fourth gen, couldn't find one that I liked, ended up driving down Route 66 and saw a dealership that had an old IROC sitting there. And Dad's an old General Motors engineer, had an IROC back in 85 when they came out. And he only let me drive it a couple of times. I was a young guy then. And then, I saw this thing sitting on the side of the road, and I said, well, what the hell? Got in it. Body was clean. 305 was running okay. Just needed some freshening up. Right now, a year later, I'm knee-deep in a 305-350 engine swap, and new paint's going on this summer. So I'm pretty happy with it. And no, I don't have a mullet. I'm bald head. So thanks for mentioning the third gen. You know, we're out there. Thanks a lot. This is 86 IROC Lamarck with the board. Thanks a lot. All right, bye.
No mullet, huh?
Nope.
He's bald. All right, thanks for the phone call on that one. Yeah, third gens are everywhere. And like we mentioned before, just poke around if you're in the market for a project, because they make great project cars.
Sure.
And thanks again for that voicemail.
Yeah.
And moving right along,
let's go to our next one.
Here it is.
Hey, guys, this is Omar. I called you guys a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to know, what would you guys think if GM did decide to come out with the Camaro? What would you think if they came out with the Trans Am, or do you think they even will? Let me know what you guys think about that. Thanks, bye.
Thanks for the voicemail, Omar. Yeah, we've mentioned before, we think it'd be pretty cool to see a Firebird.
Oh, yeah. Because it's almost been around as long as the Camaro.
Right. Right.
So, it's kind of sad to see it, go if they don't bring it back with the Camaro, which it doesn't seem like they will.
No, there's, as far as we know, no plans whatsoever to making a Firebird based on the Camaro platform. And I'm going to read to you what Scott Settlemyer once posted in the 5th-gen Camaro section. He said, "Let me ask you this. If you were running GM and you saw what the company lost last year, and you know that the American market is relatively flat at 16.5 to 17 million units a year, and you, as a buyer, I'm talking the buying public at large here, not just you personally, have more and more models coming into the market from more manufacturers, would you approve of a plan to offer a Camaro and a Firebird? Anyone want to take a guess at what it would cost to make a Camaro look like a Firebird?" And I'll address that in a second. He continues to say, "It's not a case of GM saying, to hell with all you Firebird enthusiasts. Rather, it's a case of GM surviving in a more and more competitive marketplace where, by the way, the playing field is not a level playing field in the world market. As an enthusiast, there's nothing I like better than to see a new Firebird, but as a business person and someone who would like to retire someday, I can't see that happening. One last thought. Forget trying to compare the marketplace from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s to today. It's apples and oranges."
Yeah.
The market has fragmented so much.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem like there's just not even a business case for it. I don't even think they're considering it. And it's very, very sad, like you mentioned. When he mentioned what it would cost to make a Camaro look like a Firebird, just converting from the 1997 Camaro to the 1998 Camaro with a new front end and everything costs millions upon millions upon millions of dollars.
All that validation. And,
right.
Yeah.
And people thinking that the fourth gen Firebird was cheap to make off the Camaro body, it was not cheap at all, because just about every body panel had to be different and validated and tested and engineered. I think it costs several million just to put a different wheel on a car because of validation and whatnot.
Yep.
It's tragic, man. It really is. But there's always the GTO.
Yeah.
It's not a Firebird, but it's still, you know, in that same line.
That's true.
We wish it would happen, but I personally wouldn't count on it.
Right.
And that's the best answer we can give you.
That's it. Let's go on to our next one.
You bet.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jason. This is Brian from Omaha, Nebraska. I really enjoy your podcast. Look forward to getting every new update. I have a website for you guys to check out. It's nastyz28.com. I get a lot of second-generation Camaro information from those guys up there.
Whoa! Hey! It's the site of the week! Bam!
I tell you what, looks like just like you thought.
Let's see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four. Website review. We're going to be on a website.
In this age of digital homogeny,
it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Very good suggestion. NastyZ28.com. Really good looking site.
Yeah.
And
they've done quite a bit since the last time I've been here.
Yeah.
It's changed significantly.
Yeah, it's a really, really well done site. And I was looking through it for the first time in a long time, you know, since we got the suggestion from Brian there. They got a lot of great information. I had no idea they had this much information. I'm kind of ashamed to say. Man, anything second-gen related, I think this is pretty much your source, hands down. They've got so much information. And the second-gens, like we mentioned the third-gens before, the second-gens, I think, are the most overlooked cars, period.
Yeah.
Out of all the generations. Everybody loves the 69 Camaros, and, of course, the third-gens are pretty big. And then the fourth-gen being the latest and greatest, you know, that's the thing. The second-gens are kind of the ones that seem to be left behind, but these guys at NastyZ28.com didn't let that affect what they're doing. They're doing some good stuff. Plenty of stuff. There's too much stuff for me to list right now, but I will mention that they got some pretty awesome looking t-shirts and and the model that's modeling the t-shirts and makes me
hot.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. I'm kind of sweaty now. But yeah, great site, NastyZ28.com. It's cool just to check out, even if you don't even own a second gen.
Yeah.
Just good stuff there, man. Plenty to learn about.
Very cool.
So, hats
very
off
cool.
to you folks there at NastyZ28. And back to your voicemail.
And I also had a question about the concept car. It seems that it look like on the inside, the driver's side of the passenger seat, there was a tilt lever. Is that what that's for? Anyways, great podcast. Have a good one.
I was looking at the pictures in our gallery of the when we did the Camaro concept drive, and I think I know what you're talking about. It looks like almost like a metal handle
right.
of sorts.
Yeah.
I don't think it was meant to... It was... I think it's meant to look functional as a side bolster adjustment, but it's not. Just like just about anything else on the car, it's just...
The adjustment is directly in the front of the seat underneath.
Right, but it doesn't adjust the side bolsters.
Right.
The seats would only slide forward and back, and they'd just recline. Or no,
I didn't get mine to recline at all.
No, they couldn't recline, but they could tilt forward, I think. Yeah, because there was a handle to lift up. But it was pretty rusty feeling, you know. The whole car
was really hard to, you know... move the seat.
Yeah.
You had to be in it and then, you know, pull on the lever and then you can get it back and stuff like that.
Yeah, the whole car, as I say, is a movie prop. Nothing really works on it except for the basics.
Yeah.
The seats were awesome. I hope that, you know, when they make the car that the seats are
something similar to that.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks a lot for the voicemail, Brian. Rapid fire, man. Next one.
Hey, guys. It's 95 Zedtron from Canada. I found your podcast before I found your website. I joined your site. It's great. It's wonderful. I'm a carburetor guy, or was. This is my first injected car. I'm wondering if you could do an episode very slowly on how to tune a car, more or less how to look into the computer, see what it's doing, and if that's the best way to send the information to a tuner. Just some more information, slowly, for us non-computer guys. Thanks. Love your show. Bye.
Thanks for the voicemail on that one. That's a tough one for us, because we're not experts on that.
Yeah, we played around with it, but, you know.
I think we know just enough to totally destroy a car, fry the computer, have smoke rolling out from under the hood. But it's a pretty good idea. we know a few people in the industry, and in a future episode, we're going to do our best to either get somebody in here in the studio or at least do a little conference call thing and cover the basics on tuning an engine and what it takes to get done and all that, and we'll make sure it's done
slowly,
real slowly, because we'll be learning at the same time. So great suggestion. Thank you very much for that. And
we got another one?
Got one more?
One more?
Hit it.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. This is Jeff, a.k.a. GoFast908Z on the board. I just downloaded all of your guys' podcasts, number 1 through number 46 that you guys just published, and I listened to them all in one day while I was detailing my car. It was great listening. I enjoyed every minute of it, and I just got more excited as I basically got to hear the whole year in review as you guys went through it. And see, now it's going to be killing me to hear each week for a new podcast. But I got answers to lots of your guys' questions and stuff that you put out, but I'm going to have to go back through them and re-listen to them. But you'll be hearing from me again. Anyway, thanks, and keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
That was way cool to hear, Jeff.
You listen to every single one of them? That's roughly 8+ hours of listening to us run our mouths.
That was cool.
Very cool.
That's exactly why we created the podcast, for people to enjoy it, for doing exactly that, you know, working on their car, detailing their car.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And every single episode is obviously available still. We don't archive them or delete them after a certain amount of time.
Right.
So if you know, you're just tuning in for the first time, or you tuned in at episode 20 and you missed the first 20 or whatever, mm-hmm. You can always listen to the old episodes if you got a few minutes to spare. They're only about 10-15 minutes each a piece. We like to keep them short and sweet. So definitely check the podcast forum or
the blog.
The blog, which is at where?
Let's see. You can go to feeds.feedburner.com/Camaro. And that pulls all the podcast feeds right out of the initial blog.
Right. So they're all there. If you missed one, you don't have to worry about it. You can also download the most recent ones from iTunes if you got that,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think they list the 8 most recent episodes.
Okay.
There you go.
And is that it for our voicemails?
That's all of them.
Okay.
All of them that I could find.
Well, we mentioned once before that we got some goodies to give away.
Yeah.
And I was digging through our stockpile, and I came across some other ones to give away. So I think what we want to do is revisit what we talked about one or two podcasts ago, where we wanted people to call in and give us their testimonial as to what they think about the site, you know, in the past 10 years or however many years that they've been in. So, yeah, we got some goodies to give away, and we want to start giving them away, but...
We need to get some voicemails or something. Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Tell us... tell us what CamaroZ28.com means to you, and we'll listen intently, and maybe you can win some cool stuff.
That's right.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email... webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
So don't forget to leave your message board username so we know
who you are, so we can at least look you up, you know, in case you didn't leave your email address or whatever.
And in case we want to send you some Camaro goodies.
Yeah.
So I got some stuff coming from Chevrolet.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I got the confirmation. So
come on, get those voicemails in.
Yeah, you never know what you might get.
Yeah.
I think that's going to do it for Podcast 47.
That's right.
And next week we'll be even more back into our regular routine. And keep the voicemails and emails coming.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. Have a great weekend.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
The gas prices.